good morning. Welcome on the call.
Dale and Didi in Hesperia.
Was that Bill and Didi?
Dale and Didi in Hesperia.
Dale, good morning. Welcome on the call.
Good morning.
Carmelo and Josie in Orlando.
I heard Carmelo and Josie, welcome in Florida. And I also heard someone else in Texas.
It's Charles Porter from El Paso, Texas.
All right, Charles Porter, welcome to you and Christy. It is wonderful to have you here in Texas.
Good morning, Kitten from San Diego.
Hi, Kitten. Good morning. Welcome on the call.
Bill and Kay in Denver.
Bill and Kay, good morning. Welcome on the call, you wonderful people, wonderful family. Good morning.
Good morning, UPS
Sonia.
Jeff from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hello, UPS Jeff. It is great to have you here.
Hi, Sylvia. It's Sherry from Denver.
Hi, Sherry. Good morning. Welcome to you.
Good
Welcome
morning.
To your whole family.
Thank you.
Well, Sylvia, we should say good morning to everybody, and it is now just 1 minute past the top of the hour. Good morning to everybody, and welcome on the call. As Sylvia said, it is a beautiful time of year. We have a beautiful message of redemption and hope. It is springtime when we think about being reborn. We think about planting. We think about all the great things, the great blessings and light, the brilliant blessings and light that life has to offer. It is Easter weekend. And I, like all of you that are on this call, we all have so many things that we're grateful for. We have all so many people that we feel blessed that they're a part of our lives. There are so many people we just so in love with. We love our parents. We love, as I do and we all do on this call, we all love our parents. We love our brothers and sisters. We love our wives, our husbands, our children, our friends, everyone that we have that's part of our lives. And we truly understand that at this time of year, it is an interesting time of year. It is a time of when all things are possible. And last night when we were looking to see the call that we wanted to do today, I found a story that truly did help me to understand the true value we place on the life of everyone that we have around us. Sometimes in complex times, we want to find an easy way for us to see hope, to see glory, and to see light. Sometimes we want to find ways to communicate that. And sometimes the best hope can be found with children. You know, I remember over the last few days with the beautiful weather we've been having with Texas, and I love when we get to take a break to go out in the back with Liam. And he's a real boy, as Sylvia says. Like many of you can remember with your children, you can remember in so many different ways where they get on the ground and they just want to play in the mud. And one of the things he's so fascinated with is bugs, bugs. And because it's springtime, there seems to be lots of bugs, lots of worms, lots of things happening, lots of flowers, lots of things that are truly grabbing his interest. And I found a story Sylvia and I were looking for last night by Dr. Cougar Ross that made me cry. It made me cry when I read it again here this morning before I got on this call. So hopefully I can get through it, but I want you to understand just the redemptive light and hope and message that it leaves you with. You know, there was a child, a first grader, who was having trouble at school, and her teachers thought she may be having emotional problems at home. So they, being a progressive school, they said, we want to look after this child. They said they had a sensitive, empathic teacher sit down and talk with her. You know, the school started to discover that this little girl was having emotional challenges, huge emotional challenges at home, that her mother was sick and in the hospital, and that her father for the last 2 weeks had been putting in a full day's work, lived on the other side of town, was coming straight from work and going to the hospital, and was coming home very late at night after this little girl was already in bed and very often getting up very early in the morning before she was getting up. In other words, she wasn't seeing her father, she wasn't seeing her mother, and she was having tremendous challenges. So the school decided what they would do is they would have a school counselor speak with her. And this school counselor spent some time with her and really said, you know what, why don't we draw? Why don't you draw a picture that represents or helps us to understand or gives us something that we can talk about that will really just show you what's going on for you right now? And this little girl, you know, with a small smile on her face, picked up the crayons and everything that was given to her and started to draw some pictures. She drew a stick figure that had large red legs, and off to the corner had a very black colored in square. The school counselor looked at the drawing and said, "Well, my little friend, what does this mean?" And the little girl looked up with sadness in her eyes, and she said, "The stick figure, that's my mommy. And the red legs means that she will never be able to take me to the park again, that she'll never be able to run again, and that she knew that her mother's legs were bleeding." And he said, "What does the black square in the corner mean?" "The black square in the corner is our dining room table, and it's being turned upside down. Mommy and I will not be able to eat with each other again," said the little girl. The psychologist said, "You know your mother's dying, don't you?" And she looked up at him and said, "Yes. Would you like to talk about it?" And as she began to talk about it, she could see that this girl could not see any hope in it, could not see an understanding in it, could not even wrap her mind around it. And over time, he was saying, "I wonder how I can get this across in this conversation." And then a beautiful concept and a beautiful story came to his mind. He said, "Your mother is going to become a butterfly, a wonderful butterfly." He said that she's going to go into a cocoon, and then she will become a butterfly. And with that, the girl smiled and thought, "Wow, butterflies are beautiful." She had a little sadness because she thought this butterfly would fly away. But she truly began to feel a little lighter and a little bit more joyous around the thoughts of this butterfly. The counselor said, "Would you like to see your mother?" And with that, the little girl said yes. The next day, they went to the hospital, and outside the hospital, like many different places we will see today, there were beautiful springtime flowers. And in this bed of springtime flowers, there were some daffodils. She said, "Would you like to pick some daffodils? I'm sure they won't mind." And she sat down, and she picked some daffodils with great care and put them together. And they went up to meet her mother in the hospital. Even though the girl was a little scared, and she was a little scared of having never been in a hospital before, as soon as she came to the room and saw her mother, she ran straight in, jumped up in the bed, gave her a big kiss and a big hug, looked her mother in the eyes and leaned over to her head and said, "Mother, you're going to become like a butterfly." And the mother said, "I know." She hugged her little girl. They smiled and cried. The next day, that little girl went to school, and they were having show and tell. And for the first time, she talked about it. She told all the other children that her mother was going to be a butterfly. They were all very excited that her mother was going to go into a cocoon, that she was going to change and become a beautiful butterfly, because they had seen that transformation at school. They began to understand this complex thought. Even though they were a little sad that she was going to fly away, they were really focused on the wonder and the beauty of the butterfly. And when we think about this time of year, when we think about where we are today, this is a time of absolute hope, beauty, and wonderment. This is a time when even the most complex ideas, where even the most complex challenges can become simple. When we understand the time of year that it is, that this is a time of rebirth and renewal. It's a time for us to understand that no matter what challenge we have, we can give it over to God. Because God can create life out of apparent death. That with all of us, that we truly know that there are so many people out there that have so many challenges. I remember one of the greatest pieces of advice that was given to me when Sylvia and I were going through everything that was going on in our lives was, give it up and give it over to God. Because truly God can create and help you in anything that it is that you want to create in your life. And with that, I truly understood and we understand that there are brilliant blessings and life that can be created. This is a springtime for all of us. This is a time for rebirth for every single one of us. This is a time for victory and celebration for all of us. We get to kindle and within us have that light, have that hope, have that brilliant message, have that within us, and then we get to share it with other people. There is a glorious resurrection that will take place this weekend. There is a glorious resurrection that will take place for all of us this weekend. There is an opportunity for us to celebrate and share that glorious resurrection, and it's that celebration in life. You know, for all of us, that it's a resurrection that can take place and a rebirth in every area of our life, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, whether it is spiritual. This is a time for rebirth. It's a transformation where anything that even that those things that we feel that have died can be transformed truly into life. And it's what I love about this industry. The industry of network marketing is a place for second chances. It's a place that doesn't look back and says, let me ask you, what credentials do you have to be here? It doesn't look back and say, what money do you have to be here? It doesn't look back and say, what people or contacts do you have in order to be here? It doesn't look back and say, what education do you have? It doesn't look back. It looks forward. It is an industry that is full of life, that is full of hope, that is full of redemption. When we understand that God can create life out of apparent death, when we understand that this cocoon that people feel that they've wrapped themselves in, that it can turn into the magic of a beautiful, beautiful butterfly, that when we understand that this is springtime and Easter weekend, it's a time and a place for second chances. It's a place for success. It's a place where success can be lifted up, where before people didn't believe it was possible. Truly enjoy the weekend that's about to happen. Truly enjoy everything that is going on in your life right now. Understand that we get to be brilliant blessings in life that we get to go out there and share with other people. We understand that we have a faith because this is a weekend where many people had faith that was born inside them, that was belief without evidence, that a transformation like this was even possible that could take place that had never been seen before. For so many people, this is the message that they're looking for. This is the hope that they're looking for. These are the brilliant blessings that they hope that are existing. This is the life that the light that they want to see shone out in front of them so they can see a path that can create for them a future that many people thought before was not going to be possible. That the cocoon that they're in, that they realize it's one of a transformation, and that out of a light, greatness, hope, rebirth, and everything that they wanted to create is absolutely possible. So have an absolutely beautiful, God-filled, beautiful, brilliant, blessed day today. Why? Because you deserve it. Because you're going to work towards it. Because it's absolutely possible. And remember, tomorrow is Feedback Friday. Choose to be on the call tomorrow and share some of those blessings so other people can participate in them. Share some of the light of insight that you're having as you build this business. We look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tomorrow. Have a God-filled, beautiful, blessed day today. There are brilliant blessings for all of us. There is light out there for all of us. Receive it and share with other people. We love every single one of you and look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tomorrow. Cheers, everybody. Have a great day.
God bless you, Garrett.
Have a great day, everybody.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me that you can honestly feel. Troy, you and I were talking the other day about the sense of direction and the sense of love and caring that you can hear in Garrett's voice when he's talking to people.
Oh, my gosh. And just now, I mean, this is from the heart. You know, there is nothing, I think, in that man that does not come from the heart that he has. It's amazing to me.
It truly is, because, you know, yesterday we were talking about the fact that there's a lot of people in this industry that are looking for a home, and how I personally feel blessed to be a part of a team that has the pay it forward spirit that we do within the leadership of this team. You know, for years, the expression has existed, you know, that birds of a feather tend to flock together and everything. And it just boggles my mind that we've been so lucky and so blessed, because a lot of people in our current day have lost faith. And, you know, faith is defined as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And this industry gives people hope. It gives them opportunity. And it gives them, through entrusting others, faith to go out and do incredible things. Matt, I see that you've joined us this morning as well. What say you, my friend? Oops, I guess I need to unmute you. That would help, huh? There we go.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, man. I apologize. I had you muted.
I mean, I was trying to talk and comment. I was asking you guys if you had your box of tissues out, because that story about the little girl just about brought tears to my eyes. It's amazing, but it's so true.
You know, the thing, you know, as we were saying before, you can truly hear the love in Garrett's voice and the compassion with which that he delivers his message on a daily basis. It's as if he were, I don't even know how to put it in words, to be honest with you.
I tell you, I don't know that I can put it into words, but when he was sitting there sharing the story of the little girl, and then he started talking about, you know, this is a time of year of rebirth. This is a time of growth and a time for us to go out and do something. It made me realize how many times have we seen people in this industry that they might not have made it in the first company, or maybe they had a leader that was more of an inward focused leader than an outward focused leader, a servant leader like we like to talk about. And yet when they've come around other people, all of a sudden, because they just didn't quit, they went to a different company, went to a different leadership team, and all of a sudden it was like a rebirth. And all of a sudden that we see them out there in the internet, and we see them in the industry, and we see them out there on stage, and it's like, I thought they quit. And you find out they didn't quit. They just had this butterfly that was ready to come out from inside of them. They just had to get with the right team, right organization, right passion and crusade to fit where they were supposed to be going, and bam, there they were. And that's exciting to me.
And Troy, you just hit my story on the nail on the head. I mean, I think I mentioned it yesterday or the day before, that my first experience in the industry was with a water filter company called Equinox International. Or actually, I don't think I told it on the show here. I was actually having a conversation with somebody else. But I didn't make a lot of money, but I did invest in myself, and I caught what we call the network marketing bug, and I saw checks for huge money, and I seen different cars rolling in the parking lot every day. And, you know, I got out of that company, and then they got shut down, actually, unfortunately. And, you know, but I got back involved in the industry in 2000 with a team and a mentor, you know, a very highly credible person, Robert Allen. And my business excelled, and I still draw a residual paycheck from that particular company due to the industry. And then, of course, partnering with Garrett and Sylvia here a number of years ago, my success has even catapulted even further and further and further. So I am that story you just told, Troy.
Oh, man. That's what it's about.
I think, guys, that story is in a lot of people, because one of my firm beliefs about this industry, and not just about the industry, mind you, but about life, I've seen so many examples of this over the years that it's not even funny. And that example is the fact that the only way to fail at anything we do in life is to quit. Yeah. And once a person has been to a presentation and they have a renewal in their dreams, and they see the possibility of a way to expand their income circle to encompass their dreams instead of being forced to settle for the life that we have and constantly shrinking our dreams to fit inside of our income circle, that metamorphosis, that becoming a butterfly, that rebirth, if you will, that can take place if the person is teamed up with the right team of people. You know, there's, Troy, you and I both know a lot of people that are famous in this industry, but they're starving. And I don't necessarily mean, you know, they're starving in terms of going broke, but considering who they are, what they've done for this industry, what they do for people on an ongoing basis, compared to what they're receiving in return for what they're giving, They're starving in my mind. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I 100% agree with that. And I think we're seeing a tipping point. I'll use that phrase. I think we're seeing a tipping point in the industry where those crusaders, those heroes that have really been the unsung heroes, you know, those are the ones that we're starting to see come up and come forward, because they were not here to serve themselves. They've been here serving other people for so long that with the change in the economy, they're starting to come up above because authentic and transparent message that is literally being seen throughout our industry now. And that's something we've been missing. And just looking at Garrett's organization that I've been studying, because I'm so amazed at how he's created this servant leadership type mentality that literally is washing through his organization. I think we're going to see more of this in the upcoming months, not years, but the upcoming months, because these are the leaders that people are saying, that's what I've been missing. That's been the missing ingredient that I've been looking for to help me break out of this starving period and move forward into a new beginning.
Well, you know, I couldn't. Go ahead, Matt. I'll piggyback off of you.
No, why don't you go ahead and comment on that? Because I want to go backwards just a little bit. So go ahead, Jim.
Well, you know, one of my good friends, who is a very Christian leader, Doug Feuerbach, is a man that I both admire and respect. And, you know, the things that he has done over the years for the benefit of so many companies within this industry is a person that comes to mind who I can't help but think, you know, would be such a perfect fit for an organization like this, because he is that God-fearing servant leader who puts other people first and everything. And he preaches from the heart. He works with people from the heart with no strings attached, regardless of what business that they're in. And I mean, he is another example of the kinds of people that we look at when we think of what Garrett's creating and inspiring in the rest of us. In a recent blog post, I made a comment about Matt inspiring me to find more hours in a day and do more things than I thought I had possible. And it comes from not just Matt, but from you, Troy, from Garrett and Sylvia, from Tom and Denise Chenault, from Doug Feuerbach, from John Fogg, from the mentors that I've associated with over the years, that I honestly believe, you know, when George Madu came to me a while back and asked me to be a part of his network marketing magazine, you know, that was an inspiration to be able to do things for other people with no strings attached. And I think that is just so hugely powerful in creating a different image of what people thought for years that network marketing was, in terms of, you know, is this one of those pyramid deals? Do you know what I mean by that?
I completely agree with you guys, by the way, on everything that you just said. And Jim, you're completely right. And there's a paradigm shift going on with the awareness levels and the credibility levels of network marketing in MLM right now. I mean, when you've got Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki publishing stuff in the books, when you got Warren Buffett stating that buying a network marketing company is one of the best things, best investments he's ever done in his life, it just goes to show you that this industry is prevailing. This industry is coming around. John Fogg's book, It's Time for Network Marketing, where you're a published author in that book as well, Jim. You know, it's starting to bring awareness, and we're just we haven't even begun to see what's going to happen in this industry. I think I saw a stat the other day, 75,000 people a day are joining this industry around the world, which is unbelievable. And, you know, I said I wanted to go backwards a little bit, and hopefully you don't mind this, but and it's going to come back to a personal story that happened to me yesterday, folks. You know, Garrett's talking about this is a time for redemption, time to, you know, people coming out of their shell, time to take action and do big things. Springtime, you know, awakens people. You know, myself, I've been hiding behind my telephone and my internet marketing skills for, you know, over 8 years. And I've been so excited with, you know, everything that our company, the company that I work with, Accelerate, obviously, Bozzi, has done, the tools, the magazine, the credibility, the partnerships with the doctors, the athletes, just everything, that I've decided to finally step out of my shell and build a local group. And I put my foot down, drew the line in the sand that it's going to be, that I'm going to launch my city in a big way. And yesterday, I'm doing a bachelor charity auction here coming up in May. And I had to go sit down with the photographer yesterday for some photo shoots. Well, it turns out that the lady, Dolores, is one of the top photographers here in the city. She's an entrepreneur. They have an entrepreneur meeting business group happening on Wednesday mornings. There's over 35 business owners there. She knows who Dr. Hawkins is, the Stedman Hawkins Institute and everything. And, like they say, when you make a decision to make something happen, things will present themselves. People will present themselves. You know, the last couple weeks, as I'm preparing and getting Bozzy and the magazines and DVDs and doing presentations, it's been absolutely amazing in my excitement level how simple this business really is, how turnkey the business is with the support and training and everything involved. Guys, the sky is the limit, and I'm excited to actually build a local group again after 8 years hiding behind my telephone and internet.
Gosh, you know, Matt, just I've done the same thing at hiding behind the telephone and the internet, and that was inspirational to me because you know where I live. I live in a town where I like to hang out and relax. I don't like talking business at all. And when I've seen some of the stuff going on in our industry, and I get excited about the company that I'm with, it's like, you know what? I'm going to go out here and share this. And just last Sunday, I had an opportunity where a guy came to me, because I feel like I go to a network marketing church. I mean, everybody's in a different company. They're pretty successful. And he had come to me and said, Troy, I'm looking for a new home. Do you have any ideas, anything that you can share with me? Because he knows I do a lot of blogging and consulting work in the industry. And it's like, man, the right time, right place. I just said, dude, I got a magazine you need to read. So you're an inspiration to me just to know, okay, I am doing this right. I stepped out on faith because, man, I just don't like building locally. And now I'm starting to see some doors open here myself. So I think anybody listening to the show today needs to realize that they have a golden opportunity with the way this economy is, not just to isolate themselves to one or two marketing channels, but to create a macro marketing opportunity for themselves where they can use every opportunity God might put in front of their path to be able to share about an opportunity that could change a person's life. It's definitely not going to change their life like the gospel will, but it could definitely make their life so much easier that they could see a brand new future and a brand new beginning, as Garrett said earlier on the call.
And Troy, it's funny, and Jim, I'm sure you want to comment on this, but let me just go here. It's funny you say that, you know, hey, I got a magazine for you. I pulled into the cell phone store. I'm looking to get a new BlackBerry just 2 days ago, and I pulled into BMW, parked right in the front. I'm on the phone coaching and mentoring one of my teammates in Colorado, and the two sales reps are standing at the door. And, you know, it was almost 6 o'clock. I wasn't sure if they were closing, so I'm making hand signals like, are you closing or whatever? And so I thought they were closing, so they step out, and I'm like, oh, you guys closing up? They're like, no, we're just saying we'd like to be driving that car instead of ours. And so I asked Kay to hold on a second as this guy got into his Mazda. And I took a magazine out. And, guys, I never used to carry anything. I don't even have business cards. They're being printed right now, by the way. And I got out with a magazine. I said, Kay, you have to excuse me for a second. I walked over, and I handed this gentleman a magazine. I said, you know what? I said, if you'd like to be driving one of those, I can show you how, or even a brand-new Lexus expenses paid. What's your name? And of course, he said, Dennis. I said, well, my name is Matt Jameson. My contact information's in here. Watch that 24-minute DVD, read through the magazine, and give me a call. And I was telling Jim yesterday this story, and, you know, I couldn't grab his number. I was in the middle of a coaching call, and I felt obligated to my teammate, but I couldn't miss the opportunity to get that magazine out. And I'm doing that at every chance that I can, and I'm so excited to see what's going on.
Well, guys, you know, the thing, we got about 90 seconds left here, so I'm going to wrap this up. But the thing that we got to look at is chance favors the prepared mind. We all have the opportunity to birth something new, create something new, you know, with the help of the good Lord himself. And the spring has always been a time of rebirth, a time of rejuvenation, and a time of opportunity. We live in an amazing time, and what some people view as a downturn in the economy, for us is truly an opportunity that I believe is going to be unrivaled in the coming days. And again, going back to the comment before, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in order to achieve the kind of success that everybody wants to succeed or receive, rather, in this industry, you need to merely submit your ego, listen to the person who's telling you what to do, who's done it successfully beforehand, and put your faith in God. Because I cannot emphasize enough that everything in the world on God's time, not ours. Folks, I hope you have a terrific day. We'll be back tomorrow with Feedback Friday. This is Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Troy. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye now.
And you too.